Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to another episode of Modern Stoicism. Time is tools for today's challenges. You know, life throws us curveballs left and right, especially when it comes to relationships. We get hurt, we hold grudges, and sometimes it feels like forgiveness is this impossible mountain and we just can't climb. But trust me, folks, that mountain isn't as insurmountable as it seems. Today, we are diving deep into the power of forgiveness not just for our loved ones, but most importantly, for ourselves. Ever felt stuck in a loop of resentment, replaying past hurts over and over again? Yeah, I've been there, trust me. It's like wearing these emotional shackles that weigh you down, preventing you from truly moving forward. So, what are some key takeaways from this whole forgiveness thing? First off, understand that forgiveness isn't about condoning or excusing hurtful behavior. It's not saying what happened was okay. It's about choosing to release the grip those past hurts have on your present and future. Think of it like this. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Forgiveness sets you free from that poison, allowing you to heal and move forward. Second, remember that forgiveness is a process, not an event. It takes time, effort, and often a whole lot of self-compassion. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up or have setbacks. Just keep coming back to the intention of letting go. Imagine it like untangling a messy ball of yarn one strand at a time. Third, forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. We can learn from past hurts and use them to grow, but we don't have to carry them around like heavy baggage. You can acknowledge what happened, understand its impact, and then consciously choose to release it. Think of it like writing a painful experience in a journal, acknowledging the hurt, and then closing the book. Fourth, forgiveness is about self-love. Holding on to anger and resentment often stems from a deep sense of pain and injustice. By choosing to forgive, you're essentially saying, "I am worthy of peace and happiness," even if the other person isn't ready to apologize or change. You're taking back your power and prioritizing your own well-being. And finally, remember that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, not the other person. It's about breaking free from the chains of anger and resentment, allowing yourself to experience peace, joy, and freedom. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're in a relationship with someone who makes promises they don't keep, breaks your trust, and leaves you feeling hurt and disappointed. You've tried talking it out, setting boundaries, but nothing seems to change. The resentment builds, the anger festers, and you're constantly walking on eggshells, afraid of what might happen next. Sounds familiar? We've all been there. But here's the thing. Holding on to that anger isn't going to magically make them change their behavior. It's just going to poison your own happiness and ultimately damage the relationship further. Forgiveness doesn't mean accepting or condoning their actions. It means choosing to release yourself from the grip of that pain. It means saying, "I choose to heal from this hurt, regardless of whether they take responsibility for their actions." Think about it. When you forgive, you open yourself up to a new possibility, the possibility of peace, happiness, and even growth within the relationship. You might not get the apology or the change you hoped for, but you'll find freedom in letting go of the resentment. Remember, folks, forgiveness isn't about being weak, it's about being strong enough to choose love over hate, peace over anger, and healing over bitterness. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself, practice self-compassion, and remember that you are worthy of happiness and freedom. So, what are you going to do today to start practicing forgiveness? Maybe it's letting go of a grudge against a past friend, acknowledging your own hurt, or choosing to see the good in someone who has wronged you. Take a small step, because every act of forgiveness, no matter how big or small, ripples out and creates positive change in your world. And that's a wrap for today's episode. If you found this helpful, hit the subscribe button, leave us a review, and share it with someone who might need to hear these words. Until next time, keep practicing those Stoic principles and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.